أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها أبدا رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه ذلك الفوز العظيم لله ملك السماوات والأرض وما فيهن وهو على كل شيء قدير صدق الله العظيم الله سبحانه وتعالى will make the announcement on the day of Qiyamah. قال الله الله سبحانه وتعالى will say هذا يوم ينفع الصادقين صدقهم. This is the day when the truthfulness will benefit the truthful. In other words, a person was honest, a person was truthful, that truthfulness and that honesty will be of benefit on this day, on the day of Qiyamah. The surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah, had begun with Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu awfu bil uqood. O you who have brought iman, fulfill your uqood, fulfill your covenants, your promises, your contracts, fulfill all of that. And one condition for fulfilling it, one requirement, is that a person has sidq, a person has honesty. Today, because we have become so accustomed to the English language, we take honesty only insofar as speech and words are concerned. But we far and wide, we forget that when it comes to Quran, when it comes to Arabic, there is a far deeper and greater meaning than that, without denying the fact that a person has to speak the truth. But the ulama have written that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about sidqiyah entails three different aspects. One aspect is sidq insofar as our iman is concerned. When we speak about truthfulness in iman, then there is no traces of hypocrisy whatsoever, leave out kufr. That a person is so honest to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala insofar as his belief and iman is concerned, that there are no traces of any form of nifaq, any trace of any form of hypocrisy whatsoever. Then we get sidq and truthfulness insofar as our actions and deeds are concerned. That a person carries out a deed so truthfully to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is absolutely no traces of any riya, what we will term as to show ostentation. We don't do things for to please others or to show others, but we do only for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is truthfulness insofar as deeds are concerned. And then the third that we have confined, and that is truthfulness insofar as our speech is concerned, that we speak nothing but the truth. So when a person has these three dimensions of sidq, and Allah Ta'ala grant it to us, insofar as our iman is concerned, our amal, our speech are concerned, then that will be of benefit tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah. Insofar as the mutasawwifin are concerned, the ulama of the internal, they speak about sidq in a different form, and that is that the external is a true reflection of the internal. What is inside is what shows out. What is on the outside is what is inside. In other words, there is no discrepancy between a person's deeds and a person's heart. It is all in equilibrium and all balanced out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٌ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ, that for them are gardens under which rivers flow, many rivers flow. خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا, they will remain in it forever. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would be pleased with them and they would be pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like we find in the famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when the Ahlul Jannah, the people of Jannah would have entered Jannah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will address them, asking them, that are you pleased with what I have given you? their response will be that we are pleased, and why should we not be pleased? That when, O Allah, you created this luster on our face, you saved us from the fire of Jahannam, why shouldn't a person be pleased? Then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will say to them that I would give you something even greater than that. And they would wonder, and in this wonder they would say to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, what can be better than this? What can be greater than this? Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will give them that seal of approvement, that seal of Allah's rada. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will say, I am pleased with you and I will never ever be displeased with you again. And now this is again another aspect of our lives, that we need to earn the rada, the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in everything we do. ذَلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that that is the great success, that is the great fawz, after which there is no concern, no worry of success and failure anymore. There won't be any criteria of success and failure. There won't be any test, any examinations to cause us to pass or to fail. A person has now reached the ultimate success, that is the success of the akhirat. لِلَّهِ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَمَا فِيهِنْ. Belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the dominion, the sovereignty of the skies and the earth. وَمَا فِيهِنَّ, and what lies between the earth, what lies in the earth and the skies, all of it belongs to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has the total ownership. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was the sole creator. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the sole decider of how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will deal with all, and how Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will control all of this. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala has power over all things. So this concludes the surah, Surah Al-Ma'idah. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala accept it. May Allah Ta'ala make it a means of our najat, a means of isali sawab for all those that brought deen to us, taught us the shariat and the deen of Allah Ta'ala, our satida, our akabirin, right up to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.